Grammar Girl here. Who and whom have to be two of the most difficult words in English. Luckily, we've already spent two episodes on the ins and outs. Unfortunately, though, some people are still confused. They may even find themselves agreeing with William Sapphire, who apparently once said, "When whom is correct, recast the sentence." Well, although we might not like whom, we should probably keep it around. Today, we're delving into yet one more difficult sentence involving who or whom. But first, let's review what we already know. In the first episode about who and whom, we learned that you use who when you're referring to the subject of a clause and whom when you're referring to the object of a clause. We explained that the main problem isn't the word who, because most people don't go around throwing unneeded whoms into their sentences. So remember you use whom when you're referring to the object of a clause. We ended the episode with this helpful tip. Like whom, the pronoun him ends with the letter M. When you're trying to decide whether to use who or whom, ask yourself if the answer to the question could be he or him. That's the trick. If you can answer the question being asked with him, use whom. And it's easy to remember because they both end with the letter M. The second episode about who and whom wrestled with this more difficult sentence. We never did meet his teammate, who he said works the room in his absence. This sentence requires the word who, not whom. You need to ignore the words he said and just deal with the clause who works the room. Whom works the room doesn't make sense. And if you apply the him tip from the first episode about this topic, you ask yourself, which person works the room? The answer to the question is his teammate. He works the room. So we can still use the trick to tell that who is correct. Now we'll move on to the tricky sentence that concerns us in this episode. This time we're dealing with the who, whom question and linking verbs. Mark J. is wondering about this sentence. If you could be anyone, who would you be? Or is it whom would you be? That's easy. Just pretend you're Mr. Sapphire and recast the sentence. If you could be anyone, which person would you be? Problem solved. The end. Just kidding. Sometimes you can write which person to avoid the problem. But in this case, we'll do a small amount of detective work to find our answer. First, though, one more small detour. We need to review another topic that we covered in an earlier episode. It is I versus it is me. Here's what we said about it. Linking verbs are words like is, was, were, appear, and seem. They don't describe an action so much as describe a state of being. When pronouns follow these non-action verbs, you use the subject pronouns such as I, she, he, they, and we. In this case, it's important to remember that he is the right choice. Now, before we continue, I want everyone to take a deep breath and relax. We've reviewed a lot so far. You may want to press pause for a minute and go munch on a cookie. Or, if you're really dedicated, you could replay the three episodes we referenced here. See the website for the links. Once you've eaten a cookie or reviewed, you'll be ready to hear the explanation about Mark J's question. Everyone ready? Excellent. The sentence we're concerned with here is this. If you could be anyone, who or whom would you be? We can make our lives easier by changing the conditional tense to present tense. Who or whom are you? Instead of who or whom would you be? Now that we can see the question for the simple question that it is, it's easier to see that it should be who. If you answer the question using the him trick, you get, I am he. Well, that may be good for a laugh, but it is in fact the same kind of sentence as it is I. There's a pronoun following a linking verb, and we've seen already that this pronoun must be in the form of a subject, he. And as you'll recall, you only use whom when the answer could be him. Before you eat another cookie as a reward for dealing with this difficult topic, let's recast Mark J's question so that we get whom as the answer, just for fun. If you could talk to anyone, who or whom would you talk to? Here it's clear that whom is correct because you're dealing with an action verb, and you'd answer the question, I would talk to him. As you can see, deciding between who and whom can be tough, and it's even trickier when a linking verb is involved. You can still use the him test, but when the answer has a linking verb, remember, who is it? It is I, Grammar Girl. This podcast was written by Bonnie Tranga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, the author of The Grammar Devotional, 365 bite-sized writing tips, fun puzzles and quizzes, and efficient memory tricks, The Grammar Devotional. That's all. Thanks for listening.